What's up?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusker Farm Radio.
What's up, you guys?
Hey. It's been a bit.
I know. It has been a minute. Hold on. Let me close this. I can hear the freaking... No, maybe I won't. Maybe
it's,
I won't.
It's the kickstand. Yeah. Lila and I are in a very...
There we go.
Small little That's better. Room together right now.
We're just hanging out in Studio C, y'all.
High five.
Yeah.
That's just, how close we are.
Yo, yeah. Y'all.
You just listened to Animal by Neon Trees. We were singing it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We're just having a good time today. There's no theme, really. Just kind of a freeform vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I needed today, honestly. I don't have the capacity to, like, really formulate a cohesive set. So we're just going based on vibes.
What have you been up to this week?
Oh my gosh, like working.
Yeah.
And like I had a really fun weekend, but you know, gearing up for parents weekend.
Oh right, because you have your
my show for my acapella group. So there's just like just a lot of moving parts right now.
Yeah.
Everything's good though. I'm feeling fine. Like I just need a grocery shop and then I'll feel more in control of my life.
I feel like that's also my reset is like when I grocery shop I'm like I feel reset.
Well, because you're just good to go, you know, for the next couple days you don't have to deal.
No, yeah,
so
that just reminds me, like, I've been having the thing now where, like, you know, like you put the chicken in the freezer and you need to thaw it out.
Yeah
Like, by the time you realize, like, oh, like,
it's,
you know,
too late.
Yeah, like, it's 8 p.m
and like, needs to look, you be, you need to be like, it's 9 a.m I'm leaving for class,
I need to thaw
it, needs to
out.
Be thawed now.
Yeah,
that's low-key the hack.
That's, but it's like, I've been dealing with that a lot recently.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, you know, the chicken thighs in the freezer, and I'm like, I would love to cook it, but...
But you can't.
But I can't.
I know. That's why I honestly hesitate to put, like, meat in the freezer, because I feel like I just forget.
Yeah.
Like, full-cooked meals, I'm like, okay, like, that is fine.
Yeah.
But if I have to then take it out and cook it, I'm like, ugh. It's so hard. It goes bad so fast. You don't want to be going to the store, like, more than once every... 7 days.
I'm at the point where I put all of my bread in the fridge now because
I'll I literally don't buy bread. I don't do that because I'm like, it goes bad like that.
That's why I put it
I don't need that.
That's really the only reason why I put it all in the fridge, like my bagels.
Yeah,
which, okay, thank god my parents are coming
because
they're gonna bring.
Yeah, you could even freeze it.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I did last year.
Yeah,
I literally froze them
and you were good to go
for like until Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Reset Thanksgiving and then
good to go.
And I feel like a lot of people from like around our area
Yeah, definitely. We had a visitor this weekend. My roommate had one of her best friends from home come and he brought bagels from New York. He was this is my offering to you.
This is my offering. Thank you for letting me crash here.
Exactly.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm currently dealing with the jank bagels from Stop and Shop or Wegmans.
No. See, it's just like, no, I'm just not going to, like, personally.
Another point of contention about bagels. Do you prefer whipped cream cheese or standard cream cheese?
Standard.
Whip.
Standard. But to be honest, I don't even really, like, you could throw a pat of butter on there. I'm good to go.
You're a bagel butter fan?
I mean, I'm like a whatever's put in front of me. Scallion cream cheese, probably.
Okay.
Predominantly. Okay. If I had to, like, say Select. Once and for all, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I am a plain... When I was younger, I used to be a big plain bagel with plain cream cheese person.
It's kind of insane, though.
But, you know, I feel like I turned a corner, I think, by senior year of high school, and I started getting everything bagel.
It's going to have to be an everything bagel.
Like, and I was like, why was I scared of this my whole life?
It's so good. It's the best. Even an onion. Because that's just the best part of the everything bagel. Sorry about it. Is the onion flavor.
The onion flavor. Actually, yeah, I get that.
Sorry. Let's cut straight to the chase. Okay?
Or like the
trim
garlic.
The fat. Yeah, and the garlic. We're good to go. Come on now.
Anyways. Next song we have, it's one of your selections. Chocolate by 1975.
Oh my god, so good, you guys. Blast from like 10 years ago, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's literally so good, though. I've been bumping it lately.
Matty Healy.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Taking a leave it, hey.
The song Fully had 30 seconds left.
Nice. Obsessed.
It's okay.
No worries.
I thought it fully ended.
You know what? Leave you wanting more.
I'm so sorry, girl.
All good.
Anyways, that was Snap Out of It by Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Layla's selection. Mm-hmm. Do you have any comments?
Nope. No. Honestly, classic. Heard it before. Hear it again. I don't think I'm rocking anyone's world, but it's pretty good.
I think also like the AM album in general, I feel like everyone...
Everyone knows. It's a familiar concept, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, definitely like high school.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I listened to indie music and like it was, what was that song? 505.
Or Do I Wanna Know?
Yes. It was those songs.
Yeah.
Anyways, next song we have Sparks by Coldplay. This is my selection. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Okay.
Love, though.
Because Alex Earle...
did one to this.
She did this.
Was it bomb?
Yeah, it actually was bomb.
Yeah.
Do you want me to show you while we're off air?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So she did this, and she dedicated it to her 12-year-old sister.
Oh, that's cute.
And the 12-year-old sister also danced.
Was in it,
yeah, for, like, bits and pieces.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Not doing the lifts or, you know, any of that stuff.
Right.
But then, like, you know how Alex Earle, she's known for, you know, her Get Ready With Me.
Yes, yes.
Vlogs. So she, you know, did her vlog, like, dress rehearsal and stuff. Her sister rolled her ankle.
Oh, no!
And they didn't know whether or not she was going to go on stage for, like, the real thing.
Uh-huh.
So they ended up, like, they had, like, had her on Rice, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And then, like, she, you know, magically appeared, you know, come the live show.
Uh-huh.
And she pulled through the dance.
Yes.
So, you know, the Earl sisters.
Stay on top.
Finally. You know the story behind that?
No.
Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Yes, I do. The cheating. Yeah. Yes.
And so she was like, oh, like, I didn't want a sister. Like, I want nothing to do with this. But now they're, like...
besties.
And she dedicated it to her because she was like, oh, it was a smirk that, like, brought my family back.
Obsessed.
Together.
I'm obsessed.
Which I'm like, you portrayed your, like, childhood trauma on a stage. And, of course, it was contemporary, so, you know, you gotta really feel the emotions
with
it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I, like, picked that song because, first off, I thought the dance was good. I think she deserved, like, the highest score of the night. You know who it went to?
What's his name?
Dylan Efron.
Oh, okay.
It was not Robert Irwin.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It was him, Robert Irwin, and Alex Earle were tied.
Oh.
But the highest score of the night went to Dylan Efron, who dedicated his dance to his 5-year-old sister.
Okay.
While dancing to Rewrite the Stars.
Okay, right, okay. Cheat code. Yeah. I guess.
I guess he, that, and so he was dancing to it with his 5-year-old little sister.
Like, all right.
On the stage, and then, I don't even, the thing is, I watched that dance, and I don't think he was dancing. I think he was just lifting, and they called him dancing. And then he just, like, ran across the stage in a weird, you know, showy, chassé kind of way.
Okay, obsessed.
And then, like, lifted Daniela Caragacha up in the air.
And called it a day.
And called, yeah, and literally called it a day.
Well, it seems like it did the trick for him.
I know. He got all 4 9s.
Well, hello. King.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a lot of comments about that show.
Right, right.
And I, my housemate and I, we watch it weekly.
Right.
Because we think it gives, even, I watch, like, 3 dances that, like, I'm like, okay, these are the ones I have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here I was in the basement of Tisch Library on Tuesday, like, during the live show, crying to Robert Irwin's dance.
Right.
And I was, like, sobbing in the basement of Tisch. And she was like, girl, I thought we were supposed to watch this together. And I was like, right, but these are some things that, like, I don't want to, I need to watch the spoiler of.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that good. Anyways, should I just play the
Let's
song?
Do it. Let's do it. Let you down.
Sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? And how can I move on? You're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I could be. Thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that beat me, and you'll see me. There are no holes in his shoes, but a big hole in his world. Maybe I'll get famous as the man who can't be moved. And maybe you won't mean to, but you see me on the news. And you'll come running to the corner, cause you know it's just wrong.
Okay, y'all just listened to The Man Who Can't Be Moved by The Script. I feel like that song, and actually no, this song and Break Even by The Script.
They're low-key the same song. I hate to say that. I like both of them. That's the thing. It's a good song, but it's the same song.
I think it's just like the same song.
Style.
Or just like the storyline of like being sad about like, you know, someone in your life.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a lover or a something. Like, I think it has the same storyline, and it's, like, maybe one starts it, and then the other one is, like...
I know, I even feel like the melody, though, is, like, the same.
Yes.
That's like, fine, though, because it's a good melody, but, like, you know?
Like, how this one, it's, like... And then, but, like, Break Even is, like... Yeah, I get that. Like, it's the same, like, kind of progression. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But I do like that song. It's a good song. Anyways, it's halfway mark, which means it's PSA time.
Yes, it is. This one's kind of sad, guys, but, you know, it's important. They're all important. Okay, on February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powderhouse Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear rights of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There you go.
My mom said I sounded a bit echoey.
Oh.
I don't know how we can.
It's the, I don't know, it might just be that, like, new studio vibe.
Maybe it's the fact that we're standing.
That we're, like, two inches apart. From, yeah.
2 inches
It might be
apart.
That. It might be that.
Anyways. That was a little, that was a sad one.
I know, but it's important. Low-key, like, one of my friends, like, actually walked right in front of a moving car yesterday. She's fine. But I was like, girl, we gotta be looking. We gotta be looking. So I was like, ooh, maybe this one's good. Maybe she'll be listening. Maybe she'll look both ways next time.
Maybe she'll digest that.
Yeah.
Next time.
No, literally, though.
Yeah. I mean, I jaywalk Curtis Avenue. I shouldn't be saying that on air. Yeah. But, like, Curtis Street, like, I completely, like, and I put my hand up.
Gotta go.
Like, not, like, the car's gonna stop for me, but, like, I'm gonna personally stop the car.
Right.
And walk across the street. But, like, my highlight of my Wednesday mornings when I take the green line to my internship is because I, like, where my street is, like, right next to West Somerville neighborhood school. There's the crossing guard there. So he'll, you know, stop the traffic for me.
King. It was really sad last summer. Like a 6-year-old and his mom were crossing the street to get to school. and they were
in your hometown?
In my hometown. Yep. In like an elementary school that's like not the one that I went to, but one of the ones in the district. Mm-hmm. And the little boy was killed and his mom recovered, but so sad. So you have to be careful. Especially during like school pickup hours, I feel like people get insane and they're like absolutely not following any laws and they don't care and they want to get out of there and they like will not. See, yeah,
I like don't understand that concept because like I don't know what, like going to a elementary school slash middle school slash high school in, you know,
the city,
like it was just like the nanny or the mom or like the grandma
and you just walk. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it was for me because I lived one block away from my like elementary school, so I would just walk home or whatever. But obviously it's like in the suburbs, it's sprawling.
Yeah, yeah.
So some people would be driving like a mile and a half or whatever, and it would get insane because everyone's like parking each other in and like leaving the car idling so that they can like run out and get it because there was no parking lot.
Yeah.
Because the school was built in like the 20s.
Line? Is it like a line and then like you like
No, mine didn't have like any sort of rhyme or reason.
Okay.
It was like fine parking, come pick up your kid and like get out.
Get out. Okay.
So,
like, yeah, ours was like we would be brought to the courtyard and like the parents and caregivers.
We had that, but it was like, where's the car? Do you know what I mean? Because so, it's like, not it just like, them. It's like, yo, where's the vehicle? So, yeah, they physically had to come pick you up so that it wasn't like you were going home with a stranger or something.
Yeah.
But then it was like they had to park the car somewhere and there's no lot and there's all this moving traffic.
Did you have like, you know, the bus routes too?
No, we honestly didn't really have busing in my town.
Oh, okay. Because like mine, like, well, middle school, it was like a free for all use public transit.
So, yeah.
You know, I was using public transit since like 11 years old.
Right.
So I'd take the M15 up and the M15 back.
Mm-hmm.
But then high school, it was just like the 4 train up. And the 4 train back. But people, like, journeyed to my high school.
Yeah.
People, but, like, we also had a private bus service, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was, like, a bus route.
Yeah, we didn't do that. I don't know why, honestly.
Interesting.
I guess because everything's technically zoning-wise within, like, 4 miles.
Yeah.
So it's, so like, the idea is that you'd be able to, like, bike or something.
So, like, prior to high school, did your parents, like, drive you to school?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Until you were able to drive yourself?
Yeah.
And that was, like, kind of the vibe.
And then I would walk home, usually.
Oh, okay. Because you were that close.
Because, I was, like, a mile away from my middle school.
Okay.
But,
did
like,
you have a middle and high school combined?
No.
Okay.
No. They're separate. They're on the same street, but they're, like, on two opposite ends of the street.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know people who, like, have that, like, middle school and high school are in the same
no
building. That's like one of my home friends, like her middle school and high school were like in the same building, so she was like, yeah, like, you know, I'll see like the sixth graders as a senior, and I'm like,
could not be me.
You know what?
Mm-mm.
Also, like, that's like private school type stuff
too. Vibes. Yeah, because they're just smaller. Like, I just had too big of a school district for that.
Same.
With 400 kids per grade. So
yeah, girl, I had 750.
Yeah.
And like I was really dropping my high school lore in my seminar class this past week. Mainly because, like, I don't know. I mean, it's about drugs.
Mm.
It's about drugs. The class is about drugs and how we set policy around drugs. And I dropped the fact that my high school closed down half the bathrooms to try and stop vaping.
Right.
And people were like, what?
Wait, that happened to me. They took the doors off of our bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah, they took the doors off of it. Like, the stall doors were still there, but, like, the physical door to the women's restroom. Yes. They took it off.
That is crazy.
So that you could see if people were vaping. It was crazy.
That's
very public school vibes.
Yeah. No.
Like, public school that you didn't apply to, like, you got zoned into, yeah. You know?
I remember, this was another part of my lore, was that, like, sometimes they would pull out the metal detectors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kids would come to school with their substances, and they'd be like, oh, no, like, the metal detectors. But yet we had, like, you know, patches of grass that surrounded our school.
Right.
So they would, you know, dig holes,
mm-hmm.
put their stuff in there.
Come back for later.
Hope it would be there, as if there weren't at least 100 other
right.
devices.
Hidden.
Hidden.
That can't
grass.
Be good for the groundwater or whatever.
I know.
Microplastics, micro whatever.
But they built a building where that patch of grass used to be now, so.
Sorry to all those addicts.
Guess they gotta go across the street. To dig up their stuff.
Yes.
Anyways, that's a little much. Next song we have I'm Not in Love, 10cc. This yeah. is you.
It's a vibe.
Just a vibe.
It's just a vibe.
Should we just play it?
Yeah.
It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. It's been some time since we last spoke. This is gonna sound like a bad joke. But mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. It's been a while since we talked last, and I'm trying hard not to talk fast. But Dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one. Type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long. But I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more, for sure, like... Make the most see, now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song.
We're moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we could be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it, but
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like you.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot.
You're currently listening to A New Kind of Love by Frou Frou, Imogen Heath, Gus Sigsworth. I feel like you're really into your Imogen Heath lately.
I am, as everyone should be, honestly. But, you know, it's time to wrap this up and leave you. And
it's closing time.
It is closing time. And leave you with a wonderful Sunday afternoon ahead of you, hopefully. It's really beautiful out.
Yes, it is. So, I'm supposed to take photos outside right after this.
As you should, because it's literally couldn't be a better day.
Yes.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this freeform set.
Yes, we enjoyed you.
Yeah, it was a good time.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Reform Radio.
Cool.
We're going to end it with you with Move On Up, Curtis Mayfield.
Ugh, love it. Classic.
That's like victory song.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Tufts Women's Rugby team. We won.
Let's go.
Move on up. We're on to the next one.
Let's go.
Anyways. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.